Did you ever fall in love with a man that was no good? Did you ever fall in love with a man that was no good?
What you're hearing right now are the soulful sounds of Doris Fields, known as Lady D, an R&B, soul, and blues musician and songwriter living in Beckley. She's a daughter of a coal miner. Her dad moved to West Virginia from Alabama at 10 years old and spent 50 years in the mines. She says music has been in her blood since she was a young girl, growing up in Cabin Creek, West Virginia.
I've always wanted to be a singer since I tell people, I remember being 3 years old, and literally every Saturday, me and my grandmother would watch American Bandstand. And when I saw American Bandstand, I knew that's what I want to do. Of course, I started out singing in church like just about everybody else, but R&B was always what I loved growing up.
Lady D is a performer and a working artist with a passion for singing the blues. So much, in fact, that she's written a play about the one and only Bessie Smith. Smith was the most popular female blues singer of the 1920s and 1930s, earning the nickname the Empress of the Blues.
I love Chicago blues. And I talk about classic blues a lot because that was the Bessie Smith era in the 20s and 30s when women were really out front in the blues and they wore the fancy costumes and everything. And
the play is a one-woman show called The Lady and the Empress, in which Lady D takes on the persona of Smith to bring that music to a new generation. She's been doing her one-woman show for 17 years now.
I learn new things about Bessie all the time, and she's a great inspiration to me. We've been together all this time, and like, you know, it's sort of interchangeable. I forget sometimes saying, you know, that she is me and I'm her.
For some, the blues might seem old-fashioned, but Lady D loves to share the connections between the blues and modern styles of music, like R&B and country, or even rock and roll.
The first thing I usually ask kids is, what kind of music do you listen to? And they'll name all these different things. And of course, in this area, it's usually country. They say they listen to country, they like rock and roll, or they like hip hop. And then when I say, well, this all came from blues, they don't believe me. And then we'll get to talking about it. And I'll, you know, we'll do a couple of exercises around how blues was, I don't want to say invented, but how it was created. And then kids, they get it right away.
She breaks down songs to show students chord progressions and rhythms from blues songs and show them how the same riffs show up in rock, pop, and country music. This year, Lady D participated in the West Virginia Humanity Council's Folklife Apprenticeship Program, which connects emerging artists to mentors in their tradition. Lady D was paired up with gospel singer Xavier Oglesby of Beckley. She told us that at one time, Christians called the music, like the blues, the devil's music because of its secular themes. But Lady D and Xavier often found more similarities than differences between gospel and the blues. Revisiting some of the old songs they learned in church growing up, they found reminders and refrains of the so-called devil's music.
It wasn't so much me teaching Xavier anything about blues, but we were sort of reminding each other about where we both came from. Like I said, he's a great gospel singer. He comes from a family of ministers, and he's a minister himself. But he also, his family, his own juke joints. We don't see a lot of that distinction that people make, you know, between like blues is devil's music and, you know, gospel is God's music, and it's all God's music.
Amazing grace. I'm fine. verse that I like. Through me, needing just toss and snares, I have already come to
That was Xavier and Lady D singing together. And we'll close out the show with a blues song Lady D wrote.
West Virginia, back on Cabin Creek, lived a woman.